I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Department of Transportation recently expanded its bus-taying service in central and southwestern Colorado, including stops in Chaffee County. Meanwhile, as 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell reports, routes from Pueblo to Lamar and Alamosa, introduced earlier this year, have been steadily gaining riders.
The routes are part of Bustang's Outrider service, which is designed to reach rural parts of the state. The Lamar line was introduced in January and has seen ridership double since. The Alamosa route came online in May and served more than 400 riders in its first month. CDOT spokesman Bob Wilson says the Outrider lines serve an important role in the state's transit infrastructure.
So it's all part of putting together this multimodal transportation system throughout the state and giving people other options and, you know, connecting the rural areas of Colorado to the more urban areas along the Front Range.
Bustang currently runs daily bus service between Colorado Springs and Denver. Wilson says CDOT plans to extend that line to Pueblo starting in the fall. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A man accused of starting a Colorado wildfire that has destroyed dozens of homes has been charged with 141 counts of arson. An assistant DA says the charges are based on the number of buildings found destroyed, and more charges could be filed. The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad began running coal-fired steam engines again today for the first time since June 1st, when the 416 fire started in the San Juan National Forest. Officials haven't released a cause of the 85-square-mile fire, but some eyewitnesses say it started after the train passed by some homes. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.